As Detroit wound its way through bankruptcy, journalists from just about everywhere turned out countless pages about the city, about its troubles. But David Marinus took a different approach with his book, Once in a Great City, A Detroit Story. He took readers to Detroit in 1963, a time when maybe things could have turned out a whole lot differently, not just in Southeast Michigan, but for the nation. The book is a New York Times bestseller and was on a lot of best of 2015 book lists. David Marinus is headed to Metro Detroit for five Michigan book stops from May 31st to June 5th in Southeast Michigan. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Cynthia.
It is worth reminding everybody as we talk that, yes, you are the associate editor of the Washington Post. You're a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, but you lived in Detroit. You lived on the West Side till you were six.
Yeah, I was born in Detroit at Women's Hospital. We lived in several places. The most memorable for me was on Dexter, and I went to Winterhalter Elementary School. So my earliest, strongest memories are of Detroit, of the Bob Lowe boat, of the Werner's Ginger Ale that was such a strong taste that went right up my nostrils.
So true.
Sort of my primordial memories are very fondly of Detroit.
You and I share the very, very same memories. Absolutely. And so you're able to tell this story as a professional journalist, but also that personal angle, which so many folks who tried to record Detroit's story or tell it didn't have that personal angle.
Well, it meant a lot to me. And so really what motivated me to write the book was after seeing that amazing M&M commercial during the Super Bowl in 2011 with all of the iconic images of Detroit, the Joe Louis fist and the Diego Rivera murals and the Fox Theater. And that got me thinking about my connections to Detroit and what I could do to honor it. And so I decided on writing a book that essentially talks about what Detroit gave America, which is a lot, but also during a time when you could see the first signs of its troubles.
And so you've had some 5 years now of thinking, researching, writing, and talking about Detroit. You're traveling around the country talking about the city. What is your take, David, on how the rest of America views Detroit?
Well, you know, I think that when I started the book, America viewed Detroit as a symbol of ruin and of urban troubles and decay. And I think that it's changed fairly substantially since then, particularly in the last year or two. And Detroit is now a symbol of hope. You know, that's not to say there aren't enormous problems still there, but there is a sign of a trend of movement for Detroit. And I think that rather than sort of looking at Detroit as a problem, a lot of people are rooting for it now.
And what about you, David? I mean, as an editor of one of America's leading newspapers and someone with very, very early and deep-held roots in the city, has writing this book changed the way you view Detroit and view Michigan?
Well, I have to acknowledge that I'm a Packers fan, and I always will be. You know, we moved to Wisconsin when I was seven, and I wrote a book about Vince Lombardi. So I'm never going to be I like the Lions, but I'm never going to be adopted as a full-fledged Michigander because of that, probably. But certainly, this book intensified the sympathetic, strong feelings I always had for the University of Michigan, where my parents went, for Detroit, where I was born, and for the whole state.
David, since Detroit's bankruptcy process, Michigan has certainly been in the national spotlight for a lot of other reasons.
Yeah.
The Flint water crisis, the impending financial collapse of Detroit public schools, despite years of state-appointed emergency managers at the helm. And, you know, when Detroit went under, we heard this, that this can happen elsewhere. Now we're hearing that about Flint and its troubles. What have you thought if you've watched this unfold since your book came out?
You know, you're right. It can happen anywhere, and it does. And the water problems of Flint are, I think that both Detroit and Flint, in a sense, are canaries in the coal mine or slight exaggerations of what's happening in so many different parts of urban America. And what I've really thought most, Cynthia, is my wish that the politics of America today addressed more clearly the needs of urban America.
There should be some great conversations as David Marinus goes to five Michigan book stops next week, Tuesday the 31st at the St. Clair County Library, Wednesday, June 1st at the Troy Public Library. On Thursday the 2nd, he'll be at the Grosse Pointe Public Library, Saturday the 4th at the Saline District Library, and then wrapping up Sunday the 5th at the Salem South Lyon District Library. It'll be interesting for you interacting with people from all over Southeast Michigan, talking with them, and it was great talking with you, David Marinus, author of Once in a Great City.
Thank you. Take care.
Still to come, tech startups are cool, but Detroit's other small businesses need help too. We check in on one effort to help the city's small business owners. That's in 10 minutes. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.